Julian, thanks for calling in after the game yesterday in Green Bay. Obviously, you guys have been playing great football of late. Your first loss in a couple months with the defeat to the Packers, but I would imagine not a bad remedy being on the West Coast and being in San Diego for a week of practicing. That's not so bad considering the other options, right?
It would have been a lot better if we would have got a win, but with this league, you got to turn around quick, and you got another big one this weekend.
So, hey, Julian, was there any effort at all as far as during the week preparing for this game that you guys knew you were going to have to stay on the field based on how good their offense was? And if so, was there any discussion on going for fourth downs earlier in the game?
Not that I can remember. We just didn't convert on in crucial situations on certain third downs. We left two fourth and ones where we didn't convert on third and short or medium, and they won that third down battle. That was probably one of the biggest parts of the game. Going to watch the film here in a little bit, so that's what I could feel coming off of the game right now.
Julie, a lot of the take around here, too, is even though it was a loss, Patriots fans still look at it and say, oh, it was a good football game, nothing big, no big deal. Still expect them to be in the Super Bowl. It was a clean game, no major injuries other than maybe you hobbling around. So other than how you're feeling, was that kind of like the feeling? Because it did seem like Bill afterwards was just glowing about Green Bay, and it seemed almost like there was a satisfaction even with the loss.
Around here, we're never satisfied with losing. That was a good football team. They outplayed us a little bit yesterday, and they made more plays than us. So, it's we still have a bunch of games. We have four games. We have a month of football. So, every game counts. So we have you have to turn the page and learn from it and try to get better, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Julian Edelman with us on 93.7 WEEI after the Patriots game against the Green Bay Packers yesterday. What was your biggest takeaway about their defense, Julian, especially if you should see them again somewhere down the line in the Super Bowl?
They mix it up. They mix it up a bunch, a little bit here and there. And, they executed their game plan and they tackled well. They swarmed the ball. And, we just weren't able to make enough plays yesterday. We made some, but, when it comes down to it, whoever makes more plays wins the game, and they made more plays than us.
So how are you feeling physically? I know you can't get into it too much, but obviously a gutsy performance by you. Hightower was another guy that got banged up. He came back into the game. I mean, is it when you're in that situation and it's cold and you're trying to, gut it out, you see Dobson go out there, he comes out with a hamstring. I mean, do you have any choice but to stay in there? I mean, at what point do you sit there and say, listen, I need to save a little bit for the next four games?
And it's my job to go out there and try to play for this team. I felt that I could do that, and we're not allowed to get into injuries too much, so we'll leave it at that. But it was a losing, we lost, so it really doesn't matter.
You guys have done this a couple years ago where you just stay out. Well, you head out to the West Coast. What makes that week differently? And is it just you have to fight the feeling of beautiful weather in San Diego, almost like feeling you're on vacation but still having to do a job?
Yeah, I've never actually personally done it, so this is my first time. It's nice to be out here, I guess, to have a little warmth. But it's a business trip, so we brought everything from Foxborough, and we tried to adapt and adjust this area where we're staying to be like that as close as possible. So, it's going to be a work environment. We're going to have long days, and we just have a little sun now.
Right, what is what city are you guys staying in? Are you allowed to tell us that? Are you in Del Mar, Solana Beach, downtown San Diego? Because, Lou and I both, spend a quality amount of time down there, so we want to – we know you can't go out partying. Gas we don't want land. You going down to, Tijuana, but we can hook you up in the right direction.
I don't even know. We got in so late last night that I know where.
Can you see the ocean? You're along the coast. Are there palm trees?
I'm looking at a freeway right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm literally looking at a freeway.
So you can't tell us about the foliage and the trees in San Diego, then? Huh?
That doesn't work there.
It's pretty green and a little dry out here. I think we're as a California native, we are in a huge drought right now. So.
Oh, you're not really from California, though, are you? Though. From Northern California, nah. Right? Doesn't really count.
I mean, we're actually in a bigger drought than Southern California. Come on now.
Hey, Julian, do you ever allow yourself, I know you've gone through a run of really good quarterbacks that your defense has faced and largely done a very good job against. Rodgers got the better of you guys yesterday, but do you ever allow yourself to take in what the other quarterbacks are doing, Brady being as good as he is, matched up against some of the best across the league in recent weeks? Were you impressed by Rodgers and the matchup, the way it was built up, and the way both quarterbacks lived up to the billing?
You know, I mean, I sat back and, you know, you watch Rodgers play, and you know, he made some good plays. So it was a great environment being in Green Bay. It was my first time playing there, so that was fun. But like I always say, I don't play against the other offense. You're more focused on their defense with Shield and House and Matthews and all those guys. So, you know, they played well too. So I had my mind focused on those guys.
All right, so Julie, I know you don't know exactly where you're at yet, but when you do figure it out, I'm going to send you to a breakfast place, right? It's called the Hideaway Cafe. It's in Solana Beach. Ask for Jan. Tell him Christian sent you. Order the Hawaiian French toast. I'm telling you, if you're feeling a little glum, if you're feeling a little down, say your hip, your quad, or your whole leg is bothering you, Jan will make you feel just right. But it's not sexual. It's all food. But that's up to you to decide. But tell him Christian sent you. You'll get a special treatment.
That sounds actually pretty good. I might have to do that.
Hawaiian French toast.
All right, Julian. Thanks a bunch, man. Get better, and we'll talk to you again next week, okay?
All right, guys. I'll see you.